Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Vayishlach, Week 8, 4th Aliyah. Let my Lord pass on ahead of his servant, and I will lead on slowly, at the pace of the livestock that are ahead of me, and at the pace of the children, until I come to my Lord in Seir. Genesis 33, verse 14. When did Yaakov arrive in Seir? Yaakov had to walk slowly because of his children and cattle. He had learned not to force things to prevent large losses. When Yaakov left Laban's house, he had in his mind the intention of going to his father Yitzhak in Canaan. Chapter 31, verse 18. But when he approaches the land of Canaan, he doesn't go straight to his father, but stays a long time in many other places. Now, why didn't Yaakov go straight to his father Yitzhak? I don't know. What I know is that he wasn't in a rush to get to him. When Yaakov worked with his uncle, he didn't rush either. He offered to work 7 years for a wife, and then he worked another 7 for her, and then he offered to work yet another 6 years for a payment. This teaches us that the mind of a tzaddik, a righteous person, is programmed to think for the long run. In order to achieve lasting results, we must work firmly and patiently. Fast achievements are short-term, as it is written in Proverbs 20:21. An inheritance gained hastily in the beginning will not be blessed in the end. Our father Yaakov had long-term goals, and he moved toward them without rushing. That's why his achievements were secure and long-lasting. But when did Yaakov arrive in Seir as he promised his brother Esau? Never. This promise seems to have been a lie to flatter him. But Yaakov didn't go to Seir. Instead, he went in the direction to Canaan. But then, was Yaakov dishonest when he promised his brother to go to Seir? No. His words are a prophecy for the future, as it is written in Obadiah 21. Saviors shall go up to Mount Zion to rule Mount Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Eventually, the promise of our father Yaakov will be fulfilled in relation to the return of the Messiah. Usually, the things of the eternal are achieved in the long run. Let's learn from our father Yaakov to go little by little, but firmly, to reach the goals that the eternal has put in our hearts. Let's not get tired if we can't see the short or mid-term results. May the eternal give us patience and strength to stay firm, constant, abounding always in the work of the eternal, knowing that our work in the Lord Yeshua is not in vain. Shalom.